Tell me, where in the Word does it ever teach that Yahweh is there as our personal genie in the bottle? Where you can rub your lamp, or you can rub your Bible as the case may be, and poof! Your own private genie to do your bidding and to grant you your wishes. What an absolute absurd distortion of the promises contained in Yahweh's Word. Did you ever read Deuteronomy chapter 28 or Leviticus chapter 26 where the blessings and curses are listed? Did you ever read through the Torah to learn about your responsibilities in your relationship with your Creator? Or did you think it is a one-way street in that relationship? Do we really think that the clay can say to the potter, do it this way or do it that way? Get off it. This world needs to get off it because that's the way they think. They think that they can dictate to the Creator and create Elohim in their image, not the other way around. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Isaiah 45, verse 9. Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earthenware vessel among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, what are you doing? Or the thing you are making say, he has no hands? Woe to him who says to a father, what are you begetting? Or to a woman, to what are you giving birth? Thus says Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask me about the things to come concerning my sons, and you shall commit to me the work of my hands. It is I who made the earth and created man upon it. I stretched out the heavens with my hands, and I ordained all their hosts. It's like what Yahweh told Job. Were you there when I did this, when I did that, and the other thing? And I say the same thing to people out there who want to always question Yahweh and the way that he does things. Where were you when everything was created? Did you do these things? Sure you didn't. It is I who made the earth, I, Yahweh, and created man upon it. I stretched out the heavens with my hands, and I ordained all their hosts. I have aroused him in righteousness, and I will make all his ways smooth. He will build my city and will let my exiles go free. Without any payment or reward, says Yahweh of hosts, Yahweh, brethren, will do as he pleases with his creation. As he pleases. Romans chapter 9, verse 19. And Paul speaking here. Romans 9, 19. You will say to me then, why does he still find fault? For who resists his will? On the contrary, who are you, O man, who answers back to Yahweh? The thing molded will not say to the molder, why did you make me like this, will it? Or does not the potter have a right over the clay? Good question. Does not the potter have the right over the clay to make from the same lump one vessel for honorable use and another for common use? Good question. What if Yahweh, although willing to demonstrate his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? And he did so to make known the riches of his glory upon vessels of mercy, which he prepared beforehand for glory, even us, whom he also called, not from among Jews only, but also from among Gentiles. Brethren, we do not always know or understand the end from the beginning, as Yahweh does. Yahweh knows the reasons why he allows certain things to happen. Yahweh knows why he allows earthquakes and plagues and people to die and everything else. I can't question him. I'm not the creator. I'm just another piece of clay in his hands. He has a plan and he has a purpose. People don't like to hear that, but it's true. And he's going to do everything in his time. Does that mean that if we don't somehow understand it, somehow that diminishes Yahweh? You might think that, but you'd be wrong. Yahweh will do what he wills with his creation because he knows ultimately the reasons why he does what he does. Who are we to question his motives? And yet, people do it all the time. And what about our relationship with our neighbor? Again, in the world, the way they think, the neighbor is only as good as what you can get from them. And once you can no longer get something from them, time to move to another neighbor, you see. And that happens in so many relationships. You're not giving me what I want, going somewhere else. What did Yahshua say about where our efforts should be directed? Matthew 16. Matthew 16, beginning with verse 21. And we've been studying the book of Matthew, not quite chapter 16 yet. At our current pace, I estimate maybe 3 months from now, we should be at chapter 16. Matthew 16, beginning with verse 21. From that time, Yahshua began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Yahweh forbid it, Master. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on Yahweh's interest, but man's." Then Yahshua said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself." He must deny himself. Comprehend it, brethren, and those who are listening to me. He must deny himself. If anyone wishes to come to Yahshua, and ultimately to Yahweh, through Yahshua, you must deny yourself. It's not about self-esteem, brethren and friends. It's about self-denial. Self-denial. They're two completely opposite concepts. But people don't want to hear that. Oh, you're going to hurt the child's self-esteem.